News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, hate crime legislation could be introduced here with a move promised now under the new programme for government. And the move has picked up steam with the new Children's Minister and Green TD, Roderick O'Gorman, saying that hate crime should be a distinct offence, while he also said that the law should provide the Gardaí with training to identify the crime and then to subsequently prosecute. Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Liam Herrick, who's the Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, and also current affairs commentator Keith Mills as well. Liam, I might just start with yourself. First of all, why do we need this very specific hate crime legislation?
Good morning, Andrea. Well, I think, first of all, it's worth knowing that Ireland is one of the very few European countries that doesn't have legislation dealing with hate crime. What hate crime is an offence. It could be an assault. It could be all the way up to murder or sexual assault, or it could be an attack on property. So you're talking about what are generally recognised as being criminal offences, but which have an additional hate element. That is that the person is being targeted because of who they are. And the reason for legislation dealing with this is because the hate element is widely recognised as greatly increasing the effect that the offence has on the victim. They're not just a victim of crime, but they're actually being targeted because of who they are. It creates a sense of terror and fear in the person because their identity is being attacked.
Is that not already covered, though, in the Incitement to Hatred Act?
No, I mean, incitement to hatred is a very different thing. Incitement to hatred attacks where somebody says something or communicates something with the intention of causing somebody else to attack someone. So it's an offence dealing with the question of speech and incitement. And hate crime is a completely different question.
Okay.
We're talking here, and the typical example would be where somebody is the subject to an ongoing campaign of assault or damaged property because they're from a particular ethnic minority. Because they're gay or lesbian, for example.
I'll just bring in Keith Mills as well. Keith, do we need hate crime legislation as outlined by Liam?
Good morning, Andrea. No, I don't believe we do. First of all, can I just say I'm actually quite surprised that I'm discussing this issue with the head of a taxpayer-funded Quango, who's supposed to be protecting personal freedom. Freedom of speech is one of the most basic personal freedoms in any country. The reason why we don't need hate crime legislation is that if a crime is created, like Liam has outlined there, like attack or harassment or abuse, the motivation for that crime is already factored into the sentencing. When the judges are sentencing the crime. So you don't need additional crime on top of this. What you're doing here is you're creating special group of victims and we're putting them on a pedestal above other group of victims. Whether you're attacked for one reason or another is actually very, very small reason, part of the hurt. The important thing is that justice is done fairly to everybody in the state.
Okay. Can I bring you back in, Liam, on that? I mean, that point that that Keith outlined there. And if I'm, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I thought, for instance, in the North, where obviously, look, it's a different jurisdiction, but if there is a hate motivation element to an assault and there's a follow-up conviction, that is considered as an aggravating factor when it comes to the sentencing in that particular case.
And that's exactly what's at stake here. So in the law of the United Kingdom, it is specifically named as a factor that's taken into account in sentencing. And that's one of the approaches that could be taken here, but isn't the law here at present. So that's specifically what's at question here. And this is recognised internationally under international treaties to which we're a party, that you need to recognise this in the law of the country so that, first of all, the problem can be identified. There's a big problem here, and the guards consistently report this, that we can't know how much of a problem racism is in society or hate crime is in society if the law doesn't allow it to be properly recorded. And this is nothing to do with free speech. It's to do with the recording of crime.
Okay.
And if we recognise that, people are targets, it's a reality that there is homophobic assaults, that there are racist assaults. Unless we have it in law, we can't know how deep the problem is and we can't respond to it.
Can I ask you, Keith, just on that point that Liam mentioned a little bit earlier, like, we are one of very few countries that doesn't have legislation to cover this. Is that not something
No, that's not true. No, that's not true, Andrea. Some EU countries have, but most of Eastern Europe, most of Central Europe, the United States doesn't have this kind of legislation. But can I just say that this putting in this legislative sledgehammer to crack a nut is just so that you can measure statistics is a really, really bad reason to change legislation. Also, it's naive to believe that if you make something illegal that it goes away. When you look at things like our drug laws, we see that it does not make this kind of behavior go, it doesn't stop it. It makes it go underground, and therefore it's harder to track and to challenge. People won't stop having prejudiced views if you bring in this in these laws. All it will do is make it go underground, and it will be harder to challenge, and it won't be exposed properly.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to the Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, who's Liam Herrick, and also Current Affairs commentator Keith Mills for joining us on the programme this morning.